Armstrong, the all-American boy.
Wave the flag for Hudson High, boys. Show them how we stand. Ever shall our team be champions, known throughout the land.
Wheaties, breakfast of champions, bring you the thrilling adventures of Jack Armstrong, the all-American boy. Hear ye, hear ye. Today I've got a super special piece of news for you girls who listen to Jack Armstrong. And honestly, once you've heard of what I'm going to tell you, I'll bet you'll say to yourself that it's just too good to be true. Now look, how would you like to have a brand new bracelet? One that's absolutely different from anything you've ever seen. Well, here's your chance because General Mills, makers of Wheaties, are making it possible for you to get a brand new luminous gardenia bracelet. Now, I don't have to tell you just how beautiful gardenias are, I know. They might be your favorite flower. Well, the new luminous gardenia bracelet is made of five perfectly formed plastic gardenias all linked together. By removing one or more of the gardenias, the bracelet can be adjusted to fit any size wrist. Each gardenia is an inch in diameter and is surrounded by glossy green leaves. Why, say, the waxy, white, ivory-like flowers are so realistic that it's hard to tell them from real flowers. The colors in the bracelet are waterproof and cannot in any way soil the skin or clothing. But here's what's make this luminous gardenia bracelet different from anything you've ever seen. It actually glows in the dark. That's right. The gardenias are made of a special Kruber-like plastic which, after it's properly charged under any electric light, will glow in the dark for several hours. Now, just think how unusual and attractive a bracelet like this must be. It's bound to make you stand right out in any crowd, day or night. But here's another surprising feature of the luminous gardenia bracelet. The links may be separated, and the gardenia is worn as a wreath in the hair, as a necklace, or even pinned to your dress. Girls, this is an offer you just can't afford to miss. It's your one and only chance to get one of these amazing bracelets. Now, here's all you have to do to make a luminous gardenia bracelet your very own. But you've got to act fast. Just send the top from one Wheaties package, together with your name and address, and 25 cents in cash to Betty, care of Wheaties, Minneapolis, Minnesota. Now, I'll repeat those instructions. For your own personal luminous gardenia bracelet, send the top from one Wheaties package, together with your name and address, and 25 cents, to Betty, B-E-T-T-Y, care of Wheaties, Minneapolis, Minnesota. But remember, the supply is definitely limited, and if you want to be certain of getting your bracelet, send your order right away, tonight. And now, Jack Armstrong, the all-American boy.
The Pagani, the medicine man of the pagan Mandaeus, is screaming his imprecations to Jack Armstrong and the others as Malua's boatmen paddle him to the shore in their quest for the missing Professor Loring. The Pagani is a fearsome sight, all dressed up in his carabao head, the height of a crocodile, and the feathers of many birds. He's trying to frighten Jack and the others away from the temple of the wooden god Kalana, whom the chief of the tribe has come to consult about the strange visitors. But Jack and Uncle Jim are going to let nothing stop them in their search for Professor Loring. They know he's a prisoner in the Mandaean village, which is located on the other side of the hills which stretch down to the lake. And so, while the fearfully dressed Pagani shouts and jumps up and down, the Vinta makes for shore with Jack and Billy and Betty and Uncle Jim sitting in the middle of the outrigged boat. Listen.
Holy smoke, Jack. That Pagani X is always going crazy.
He's putting on a good act of scaring us away, Billy.
Oh, but look at the chief of the tribe, Jack. He's getting a little nervous.
Yeah, I guess he is, Betty. His warriors are all back guarding the village, and he has just a couple of men with him. For all he knows, Malua's Moros may attack him before he has a chance to consult the wooden idol, Kalana. Isn't that right, Malua?
Him not afraid, Jack. Him know me. Him not my friend, but him know me not talk him.
That's all right, Malua, but he doesn't know us. He doesn't know why we've come here.
Him not afraid, Uncle Jim. If him afraid, him call him men. Some him men be very close.
Will he really go inside the temple, Malua, and ask Kalana what to do about it?
That right, Betty. Him always ask Kalana what do, and him always do what Kalana say.
You mean he always does what the Pagani tells him that Kalana says?
That right, Billy. Kalana, he made wood. Him no talk.
Well, if our plan works out all right, Kalana's going to talk this time. Billy? Time to strap the walkie-talkies on our backs.
Okay, Jack. Here's your little broadcast set. I'll put mine on right away.
Well, here, Jack. I'll help you strap your set on your back.
Thanks, Betty. Don't turn on that switch by mistake. We don't want those batteries to run down.
Oh, but don't forget to turn on the switch when you hide the walkie-talkie behind the figure of Kawana in the temple.
I won't, Betty. Hey, Manuel, we're going to hit the shore.
Me stop him, Tom, Jock. Akang, salatana yang sage, sarango.
Oh, thank goodness that
Pagani
stopped screaming.
I guess he's decided that he can't frighten us away, Betty. Hey, look. They're coming toward us.
We'll get out and meet them on shore. We'll have to get our feet wet. You stick close to me, Betty. Come on.
We want to have Manuel with us, too. He's the only one who can speak their language.
The Pagani's staying back a little way, but the chief is going to talk to Manuel.
Kalua Kali. Kala Shenega Politenesa.
Alo ne Kalit. Alo ne Kalit. Sakita e salang Kali.
Oh, that's queer. Manuel and the chief are walking away.
They're walking back to where the Pagani's standing, Jack. I guess they're going into a huddle.
Uncle Jim, what do you suppose they're talking about?
They're probably talking about us, Betty. The chief will want to know who we are and why we're here.
Suffering catfish. I hope Manuel doesn't tell him why we're here.
He won't, Billy. He won't tell the chief why we're here until after we've gone into the temple.
But where is the temple, Jack? I don't see a sign of it now.
Well, there's not much to see from here, Betty. But there's the entrance Manuel told us about over there on the cliff with the two wooden idols in front of it.
Here comes Manuel, Jack. Now we'll find out what's up.
But the chief isn't with him. The chief is talking to the Pagani.
They're having quite an argument there. It looks as though the Pagani wants one thing and the chief wants another.
Well, Manuel, what did you and the chief say to each other?
Me say, hello, Jack. Chief say, hello. Me say, we come in peace. Him say, him greet me in peace.
Well, that's a good start, Manuel, but what did you say after the formalities were over?
Chief say, why white people here? Me say, you come in peace. You want to be friend.
But what about the Pagani, Manuel? What did he say?
Pagani say, we not come in peace. Pagani say, we not friend. Me tell Pagani him lie. Oh,
then what did the chief say, Manuel?
Chief say, him ask great God Kalana what do. Soon him go in temple. Ask Kalana. Pagani tell him what Kalana say.
Yeah, and I know what he'll tell the chief, too.
But did you arrange it so we could go in the temple, too, Manuel?
Me fix, Uncle Jim. Me say, you big medicine man. Me say, great God Kalana like speak you.
Oh, my. What did the Pagani say to that?
Lie. Pagani say, great God Kalana speak only him. Me tell chief, Kalana speak you. Me tell chief, Kalana speak out loud to you.
Oh, now we've got to make that wooden god talk.
I'll say we have, Billy. If we don't, it'll prove that the Pagani's right. And we'll never get Professor Loring without a fight of some kind.
But what are we going to do now, Malua? Are we all going into the temple?
We go in temple, Betty. But me no like you in temple. Better you stay here with my men.
Oh, Uncle Jim, I don't want to stay here. Can't I go in the temple with you?
I'm afraid Manua's right, Betty. If anything goes wrong, there's no telling what may happen. If you're here, Manua's men can always take you out to Whisper. See, he's still waiting out in the lake in the autogyro. He can fly here to safety if anything happens.
All right, Uncle Jim. But I know that if anything happens, Whisper won't just stay out in the lake and do nothing.
Perhaps not. But you'll be safer in the airplane. Are they waiting for us, Manuel?
They wait, Uncle Jim. We go now, huh?
Yes, we'll go now. Come on, Jack. Come on, Billy.
We'll have to keep on our toes when we get in the temple, Billy. We've got to plant this radio set behind Kalana somehow.
Yeah, I hope it's dark in that temple, Jack.
Yeah, it's bound to be half dark in there, Billy. Say, Manuel, will you ask the chief if Billy and I can take a walk around the temple? Tell him we've never seen a real temple before.
Me ask him, Jack. But Pagani him no like.
But we've got to do it whether he likes it or not. We've just got to make that great god Kalana do some talking.
Me try fix, Jack. Uncle Jim, you, Jack, and Billy walk behind chief and Pagani. Me go ahead. Walk with them. That way, better.
All right, Manuel. We'll walk a little behind you.
Gosh, all him work. I hope that Manuel can fix it up all right with the chief.
If he doesn't, we'll have to arrange it another way. And say, Uncle Jim, we'll have to have Manuel at the mic of one of the walkie-talkies. It wouldn't do to have the great god Kalana speak out in English.
It certainly wouldn't, Jack. We'll have to make him speak in a language that the chief can understand.
There's the entrance to the temple, Jack. I'm getting nervous again.
I guess we're all a bit nervous, Billy. We'll be inside that temple in a minute, so keep your chin up.
Well, here's the entrance, Jack. The Pagani and the chief and Manuel are going inside now. Come on, let's follow them.
Holy mackerel. It is dark inside here.
Your eyes will get used to it in a minute, Billy. Remember, that's a bright tropical sun outside.
But I still can't see anything, Jack. Oh, now I'm beginning to see a little. There's Manuel and the others right in front of us.
I can see quite a bit now, Billy. Why, the temple is a huge cave in the hillside. And look, Billy. Look way back in the cave, right between the double row of wooden figures. Do you see it?
Holy smoke, yes, Jack. It's like a great big giant sitting down with his legs crossed.
That must be the great god Kalana. Is that right, Manuel?
That's right, Jack. That Kalana.
I'm glad he's way back in the temple where it's kind of hard to see. Say, Manuel, did you ask the chief if Jack and I could take a walk around the temple?
Me ask him, Billy. Chief say no. Him say many men go back there, but no man come back.
But the Bagani told him to say that.
You wrong, Jack. Bagani say you can go.
Oh, jumping Jupiter. You mean the chief said it wasn't safe for us to go, and the Bagani said to go ahead?
That's right, Billy.
Well, I don't get that at all. I figured it'd be the Bagani who wouldn't want us to go.
So did I, Billy. There's something queer about that.
I know what it means, Uncle Jim. It means there's a trap of some kind back there. The chief doesn't want to do us any harm until he's asked Kalana what to do. But the Bagani, well, he'd be glad to have something happen to us.
But gosh, Wilkins, Jack, we've got to get that walkie-talkie planted behind Kalana.
You're darn tootin', Billy. Manuel, tell the chief that we have magic which will keep all harm away from us. Huh. Tell him that we'll take a chance.
Wait a minute, Jack. I'm not so sure about that. There may be something dangerous back there.
I know it, Uncle Jim, but it must be something and not somebody. I've got my pocket flashlight with me, and I won't take a step unless I can see what I'm stepping into.
All right, Jack. I guess it's safe enough if you have a light. We've certainly got to make that wooden god talk. Go ahead, Manuel. Tell the chief.
Me tell him, Uncle Jim. Akalato ne shula. Munata pa gelita. Achatu, chita gat.
Meha. Tulita ne pa yobulita.
What did he say, Manuel?
Him say go. Him wait. Till you come back for him ask Kalana. But him not think you come back.
Oh, suffering catfish. Maybe this isn't such a hot idea after all, Jim.
Aya ne hola. Saratai brakita ne solu.
Holy mackerel, what's the chief saying now, Manuwa?
Him say you better have strong magic, Billy.
We got strong magic. We've got magic in Jack's flashlight. Come on, Jack, before I really get scared. Let's see what's in the back of this temple.
Well, what is there in the back of that temple that's so dangerous? There must be something there, or the Bagani wouldn't be so willing to have them go. But Jack has his flashlight with him, and you can bet that he and Billy will find out what's going on. And say, if they can get their portable radio set in place behind that great wooden god, well, you can just guess what'll happen when the chief begins putting questions to Kalana. You'll certainly want to be there, so listen in, all of you, to another exciting adventure of the missing Professor Loring with Jack Armstrong, the All-American Boy. Hurry, hurry, hurry. Yes, that's what you're going to have to do to get a luminous gardenia bracelet. And I don't want a single one of you to miss out on this opportunity to get this unusual bracelet. Remember, it's not just an ordinary bracelet, but a beautiful piece of plastic jewelry that actually glows in the dark. It's absolutely new, different, and smart. So do this now. Send the top from one Wheaties package, together with your name and address, and 25 cents to Betty, care of Wheaties, Minneapolis, Minnesota. But don't put it off. The offer closes at midnight this Saturday. So get your order for a luminous gardenia bracelet in the mail tonight.
Have you tried Wheaties? They're whole wheat with all of the bran.
This is Franklin McCormick saying goodbye until tomorrow for General Mills, makers of Wheaties, Breakfast of Champions, who have just presented another episode of Jack Armstrong, the All-American Boy.
So just buy Wheaties, the best breakfast food in the land. Wave the flag for Hudson High, boys. Show them how we stand.